In this session, we are talking about serving the ceremony without becoming the center. This is one of the quiet arts of Christian wedding officiating. The officiant must lead, but not dominate. The officiant must speak, but not perform. The officiant must guide, but not control. The officiant must bring theological clarity, but not turn the wedding into a classroom lecture. A Christian wedding has many visible elements. The bride and groom are visible. The witnesses are gathered. The family may be emotional. The music, vows, rings, prayers, and declaration all carry meaning. The officiant's task is to serve all of this so that the covenant remains clear. The officiant should not compete with the beauty of the moment. The officiant should help the beauty serve covenant. The officiant should not compete with the couple's story. The officiant should help the couple's story come under God's larger story. The officiant should not compete with the emotion of the day. The officiant should help emotion become faithful gratitude before God. This is especially important in a culture where weddings can become performances. Social media, photography, venue expectations, and wedding industry pressure can make everything feel staged. The ceremony can drift toward image management. A Christian wedding officiant gently resists that drift. The officiant helps the room remember. This is not merely an event. This is a public covenant witness. A Ministry Sciences Aware officiant observes when the ceremony is becoming centered on performance. Maybe the couple cares more about the video than the vows. Maybe the family cares more about appearances than prayer. Maybe the officiant is tempted to be funny, impressive, or memorable in the wrong way. The wise officiant asks, "What is becoming central? Is Christ central? Are the vows clear? Is the bride and groom's covenant being honored? Are the witnesses being called to support the marriage? Is personalization serving truth or replacing truth?" A simple wedding example may help. Suppose the couple asks the officiant to tell several funny stories from their dating life. Some humor may be appropriate, but if the ceremony becomes mostly entertainment, the officiant should gently guide it back. You might say, "I love that you want the ceremony to feel personal. Let's include one warm story and then connect it clearly to the vows you are making before God." That is good ministry. It does not reject the couple's story. It orders the story under covenant. For the one wedding officiant, this means keeping the ceremony simple, clear, and reverent. For the ordained officiant, it means developing a mature presence that can adapt without losing focus. For the church staff minister, it means helping the ceremony reflect Christian worship and witness. For the chaplain, it means serving sacred moments with calm presence, even when time and setting are limited. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, it means helping the couple see that the wedding is the doorway into marriage formation. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. The officiant's role is important, but not ultimate. The ceremony is beautiful, but beauty serves covenant. The vows are personal, but they are public promises before God. A faithful Christian wedding officiant does not need to be the most remembered person in the room. The officiant's best work is often quiet. Clear vows, reverent prayer, steady presence, biblical truth, and a ceremony that points beyond itself to Christ. So, serve the ceremony. Protect the covenant, honor the bride and groom, and gladly step out of the center so Christ may be seen.